In the 2007 America Competes Act, Congress gave NIST a special authority to procure the temporary services of experts or consultants in case the agency had any short-term or urgent research needs, so they could use this authority to meet those needs. And in that act, Congress also required GAO to study NIST's implementation of the authority and pay special attention to any additional safeguards that would be needed in case Congress decided to make the authority permanent in the future. Currently, the authority is expected to expire at the end of September.
And this is particularly, NIST, where they deal with a lot of technical issues. Sometimes they don't always have somebody on staff, so they need to call on somebody else who can help them out on certain issues.
Right. And that's what this authority allows them to do, is hire experts, or not actually hire, but procure the services of experts for short-term and urgent research needs.
And we're not talking, this was fairly done across NIST laboratories. The seven laboratories did 32 of the 38 contracts under this program.
Yes.
And so it's fairly distributed across the organization.
Yes, it is.
And so you found that there needs to be some additional, not oversight, but almost direction from Congress.
Right. As you know, when an agency needs to obtain services of experts, it can do so either by hiring experts to be federal employees according to OPM regs, or agencies can procure these services through contracts. And most agencies use non-personal service contracts, but this special authority allowed NIST to hire or procure the services of experts through personal services contracts. And what that meant is that it basically gave them an employer-employee relationship between the agency and the expert. They had a little bit more flexibility in hiring experts through personal services contracts than they would have through a non-personal services contract. So there were lots of advantages of this authority.
Advantages to the employer, advantages
to the agency.
To the agency, okay.
Yeah. So they had more flexibility in changing the services that they needed from the experts. They were able to make contract modifications without going through an official modification process. There was lots of different benefits that this special authority provided to NIST. What we found, though, is that NIST has put in some safeguards to ensure that the government's interests are protected, and they did that by using some of the regulations that OPM has, as well as using some of the federal acquisition regulation requirements. Because the biggest problem in using this authority was that the act is not clear whether NIST is supposed to use this procure these services as contracts, or whether the NIST is supposed to procure these services under the OPM regulations. And so that's why we concluded that Congress really needed to step in and provide some additional direction to NIST in terms of what regulations, what statutes actually apply to this authority, and then NIST will be in a better position to develop appropriate safeguards.
And the reason they would want to do this is because it just gives you an additional agility, so you don't have to almost go through a whole contracting process if somehow the scope of work that you're doing somehow changes.
Absolutely. That is right.
This has not really been tested before. It's not really laid out specifically. There's some provision of the FAR that says you probably need to do it through some kind of very specific method and say, this is what you're procuring for, this is what you're going to do, and lays out the task.
Well, what the Competes Act is not very clear about whether this is a FAR, whether this authority should be... Let's back up again.
Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The Competes Act itself is not very clear about which authority regulation applies to this authority. And then within the Competes Act, there is another law that is cited, which is also not very clear about whether this is a FAR. Whether the FAR regulations apply to this authority or whether OPM regulations. So there's a lot of confusion about which regulation actually applies. And on this behalf, we found out that they actually checked with Commerce and OPM about what authorities apply, and they got very confusing answers back from both Commerce and OPM.
So there's no clear-cut answer on this.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no clear-cut answer.
And so did GAO make a recommendation one way or the other?
We recommended to Congress that if they are considering extending this authority for NIST, then that would be a good time, and it would provide an excellent opportunity for Congress to clarify which statutes apply to this authority so that it, as NIST goes forward, and if they get this authority extended, they will be able to apply the appropriate safeguards.
And one of the things that I found really interesting about your report was just the range of issues that, you know, you sometimes forget Federal Service covers so much stuff, and they're seeking these experts on all sorts of different issues.
Yes, it was interesting that they were using experts, the 38 experts that they used were doing a whole broad range of research that the agency is engaged in.
And a lot of these weren't a lot of time, and in fact, you have FTE equivalencies in there to talk about how much of a person, actual person time people are spending, and some of them were as low as half of a FTE equivalency. So some of them weren't huge time commitments, it's just that expertise, that knowledge that they're sort of looking to tap into.
Right. And in the authority actually limits the extent to which these experts can be hired. They can only be hired for up to a year. And in all of the 38 cases, we found that they had hired them for less than that full year.
So were there additional recommendations other than sort of Congress, you need to deal with this in some form or fashion?
No, that was the only recommendation, because really we can't make any recommendation until we get some clear direction from Congress as to what
they had in mind.
Right.
Yeah. And so will you follow up on this at some point, or is it the ball's now in Congress's court?
The ball is technically in Congress's court because, as I said earlier, the authority is going to expire at the end of September. So if Congress chooses not to extend it, then this is no longer an issue. If Congress does extend it, then it would be very helpful if they would clarify which statutes apply to this authority.